Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Amos chapters 1 to 3. When God speaks to us, are we listening? We read in Amos chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 like this. The words of Amos, who was among the sheep breeders of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, the Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds mourn, and the top of Carmel withers. Bible scholars are in agreement that the book of Amos has been written in some of the finest Hebrew style ever found in the Old Testament. The name Amos is derived from the Hebrew root amas, which means to lift a burden to carry. By profession, Amos was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore trees, and was contemporary of the more famous prophets like Hosea, Isaiah, and Jonah. God called Amos, a shepherd from Judah, to prophesy against the northern kingdom, that is Israel, before their captivity by Assyria. In the midst of his secular job, Amos heard the voice of God, which he likened to the sound of a roaring lion. Much like the roar heard from a lion before it pounces on its prey, God was speaking through his prophet before descending in judgment on Israel. The voice of the Lord thundered from Jerusalem, south of Israel, to Mount Carmel in the north. As a shepherd, Amos could have known well the terrifying roar of a lion on the attack. Due to the fact that the lion the Lord had roared his judgment from Zion against Israel, Amos listened and became heavily burdened for the plight of the Israelites. The question to ask ourselves today is, when God speaks to us, are we listening? When God roars from heaven and wants our attention, do we stop talking and listen? Or are we so busy in our daily activities that we do not pause and incline our ears to God in order to listen to God? Or do we only listen to God when it doesn't interfere with our lifestyle? Or does God have to stop us on the tracks in order to draw our attention? Or even if we hear God's voice, do we acknowledge Him in order to receive His message fully? Let us surrender ourselves to God today and tell Him like the young Samuel, speak, for your servant hears.